Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
Hi, I'm Felicity Busso, and I play Marza Raneth.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gothera.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musa, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. So, Marza, you see something swish in the water and then immediately disappear deeper into the depths.
Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
So deep.
So as the hour starts passing, what do you do, Marza? Just heal up. Get those hit dice back.
Yep, get those hit dice back. Keep Sir Willard out.
All right. And you guys are resting and getting your hit dice back. Mm-hmm. Same with you, Nugget. All right. So an hour passes. The moment that you take the incantation or the moment you take the cantrip off of your shield to reapply it, you see all of a sudden the vine start stretching. Like, it's time to actually attack. And as soon as you finish the cantrip and it lights up, they immediately pull back.
Fuck you!
And the hour has passed successfully, and you guys have all survived.
Yay!
Hooray!
Sparks.
So, what are you guys going to do?
All right.
Well, I'm not swimming. Fuck that noise.
Well, we can try the ship, or we can try to cross.
There's something in the water that I'm just not sure of. I say we walk down the riverbank.
There's no riverbank. It's walls.
Yeah,
it?
it's just walls.
Oh.
So the bank is basically that little, like, the 15 feet in front of you, and then it's all river. And then past that, it's just all wall.
Yeah, and I'm not getting my boots wet.
Let me try something. And I freeze the first 5 feet of water in front of me.
Okay. All right, so you successfully freeze it, and because it's attached to the bank, it doesn't drift away with the pulling of the rapids.
Wonderful. How do you all feel about jumping?
I'm not a jumper.
How would you like to be thrown?
Yeah, I can.
That can be an experience.
I can toss you. And toss your salad.
Sounds like fun.
Kick the
baby! I
know
what we're doing, lady. Later. You got me flustered.
I want to freeze the other 5 feet of water on the other side of the bank and directly in line.
What is the line of sight for that shape water? What's the distance that you can cast it?
30 feet.
Okay. So then you are successfully able to freeze the other side.
I'm going to test it. Just put my foot on it, see if it moves any. Or is it frozen in place?
You feel a little bit of give because it's only attached to the back of the bank. Mm-hmm. So you do feel that when you put some pressure on it, it does move a little bit.
Okay.
But it's also 5 cubic feet of matter. So, yeah. You know, you just got some buoyancy with it.
All right. I want to try and long jump it.
All right. So go ahead and make... I guess I'll give you your choice on it. You could do either athletics or acrobatics.
Acrobatics all the way.
Okay. So you're going to try and somersault across.
10.
All right. So you jump halfway, and what's your AC?
16.
Okay. You see a spear come out of the water and slice at you, and it just barely misses you as you fall into the water.
Knew we should have put a rope on him.
That's a bonus reaction.
Everyone roll for initiative after Jean doing that so that we can keep track of this. Okay, 25 to 20. 15 to 20.
17.
All right, so Jean first. Tip.
15.
Marza.
12.
Creature. Nugget.
I thought you were calling me a creature. So, oh, dude, that's messed up.
No. You're a different type of creature. All right. Let's see. So, Jean, you have jumped. You are now in the water, and you need to immediately make a swim check to see if you can stay afloat. I am going to say that is definitely athletics, because this is a river that is pulling you.
Could I bonus action just face step out onto the other side then? Or do I need to see if I can...
I need to see if you can stay okay. Up, buoyant.
7.
All right. So, you are pulled underneath the water... For 4 rounds, you're pulled deep into the current of the undertow.
Deeper and deeper.
Deeper and deeper.
All right.
I'm sorry, we're on water. I'm going to do that.
Is that my action?
That is your action.
Can I see out of the water?
All you see is black murkiness. You're pulled to the bottom of the very deep part of the undertow of the water. Right. You do see a flash of scales to the right of you as you're pulled deeper and deeper into the water.
All right.
See, it's not as funny when you do it.
I know. All that's right. I'm doing it that way on purpose. All right, Tip. You just saw Jean jump and then disappear to the water after what looked like some sort of spear tried to take a stab at him.
I'm going to shoot a firebolt in the direction of where I saw the spear come from.
Okay, so you're going to shoot a firebolt at the water?
Yep. That'll be a 22.
All right, as soon as the firebolt hits the water, fizzles out.
What do you expect?
I don't know.
All right, Marza, it's your turn.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and try and toss Tippletoe over.
There's no one to catch me. Wait.
I guess. Oh, you're right. He didn't make it, did he? Okay. No. Can I throw my rope into the water for Jean
to grab?
To grab.
Sure. You can definitely try to throw your rope into the water.
All right. That's what I'm going to do. So this would be a...
Just athletics is fine.
Okay. 14.
All right, so you successfully throw it in the middle of the water. I need you to go ahead and make an athletics check for me, please. I need you to go ahead and make an athletics check for me, please. Yes.
Me or her?
Oh, what a waste.
9.
You are pulled into the water. And now you are at the very edge of the river in the water. So go ahead and move yourself into the water.
That one's the ice.
Yeah, so one more. And I need you to make an athletics check to see if you're pulled underneath into the...
16.
Okay, so you managed to stay afloat. Do you still hold on to the rope, or do you let it go?
I'll continue holding on to the rope.
Okay. All right, so the creature's turn. It's going to pull on the rope. That is a 22 to pull you. Go ahead and see if you can do an athletics tug of war.
19.
Okay. So it pulls you deeper into the water, and it lets go of the rope. You feel it. And then you are also pulled into the undertow for 4 rounds. Nugget?
Okay, how much do I like these two? Okay, okay, you guys burn, you know, hit points, hit dice, so you've got some health. I'm gonna get up to the bank, and... Alright, lass! Deep fry that fucker! I'm chucking my hammer in to electrocute everything in there.
Okay, so throw your hammer in, make an attack roll.
Including us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have health, and I'm sorry, but I'm not swimming. 13.
Okay, so you do manage to throw your hammer into the water, and you do 2 points of lightning damage to everything in the water. You see, like, little fish start popping up out of the water. Little minnows, and something thrashes in the middle very angrily.
Well, maybe it'll focus on me then. I mean,
all right, Jean, you are now in the undertow. You have 3 more rounds to go. What's your constitution?
14, so I get a plus 2.
Okay. Go ahead and make a constitution check for me. For holding your breath.
Check or save?
Safe.
Seven.
Seven? Okay. You have a hard time holding your breath, and you breathe in a little bit of the water.
Do I have Sir Willard out still, or no? Because I had Sir Willard out when I went underneath water. I don't, right? Because he would have advantage on saving throws. I'm guessing I wouldn't have him out since I went under.
This saving throw is kind of like a how well can you hold your breath saving throw. I would agree if it was a saving throw towards like a creature you're protecting. Okay. Like, you know, fiends and things of that nature. But this instance, this is like him trying to not swallow water while he's being pulled under this undertow. Your next roll, you're going to roll at disadvantage for failing that constitution. But it is your action.
And I'm not grappled?
You are not grappled.
I'm just going to swim up.
Okay, go ahead and make athletics. Swim up. Try to break the undertow.
All right. I rolled a 2.
Okay, so you try to swim up, but you actually end up swimming down, and you get pulled further into the undertow. And for another 2 rounds, you're pulled even deeper. So you have a total of 6 rounds.
5 left.
Yeah, five total left. Do you have a bonus action, or are you...
I have to be able to see to fate.
Yep, you do have to see to BAMF.
For shape water, I can change the colors... Water's color or opacity? Would that be just swept away then, or would it just be that block? Like everything that passes through that 5-foot block, would it just?
It would move. Like as soon as you change the water, it would just be pulled with all the rest of the water. So they would see where you're at if that's what you're attempting to do. Like someone would be able to see if you have a neon green set of water just float by. Like what the hell is that?
Something took a crap.
Yeah, I'm gonna change the direction of the flow of water.
Okay.
With me in it.
So you can definitely do that. All right. So as a bonus action, you're going to propel yourself up.
It is my action.
Your special cantrip. Oh, you can use it as a bonus action once per encounter, and this is a new encounter. So you have the ability to do it. Yes.
Okay.
You guys rested an hour. This is a brand new encounter.
But I cast it. But
I assumed you were casting it as a standard action when you were setting it up on both sides.
Yeah, that was after the rest though.
Yeah.
No, you can cast it as many times as you want. It's just there's only one time you can cast it as a bonus action.
Correct. So you can cast it as a standard action as many times as you like.
Oh,
but okay. If you want to cast it special, like a special time, like a quick thought, because it's your innate magical ability, you can cast that as a bonus action once per encounter.
Okay.
So you can definitely do that right now if you'd
okay.
like.
Okay. Yeah, I'm propelling
myself
up. All right,
so you cast it as a bonus action and you shoot straight up. I'm going to say with 5 cubic feet of propulsion and just you manage to just shoot straight up and you just bob your head up out of the water.
Okay.
And that's your action.
Right. Am I moving with your flow?
Let's move you 5 feet down that way. Yeah, there you go. You're being pulled.
Even though I'm controlling the water upwards?
Even though you're controlling the water upward, as soon as you hit up, that was it. Now you're being pulled and you were pulled 5 feet. By your
okay,
by the actual just current itself.
Okay,
yeah. So you shot up and then you went boop.
Okay,
and that's where you're at. All
right,
just trying to keep yourself aloft. Now next turn you can keep propelling yourself out of that. Now that you're up top and you can breathe.
Okay.
All right. So Tippletoe.
So with a rope trick, could I make it so that it doesn't go all the way up in the air, like maybe so that some of the rope goes into the water?
You can definitely cast rope tricks so a portion of it goes in the water, but read the spell for me one more time just to confirm.
You touch a length of rope that is up to 60 feet long. One end of the rope then rises into the air until the whole rope hangs perpendicular to the ground.
Okay.
So you'd have to actually be in the water to touch the rope in the water.
I would say...
Rope.
Right, but... It says when you touch it, it does it from where you touch it.
It says one end of it.
Right, so...
So it could be the opposite end.
Yeah, I can toss it and then touch it.
Yeah. Oh, touch it like in the middle?
So if she's holding onto the rope and then she throws it and casts the spell, the other end can float. I would allow that.
Oh, okay.
Now, you'd have to throw it, though, and you'd have to make it in the middle. So that would be... I'm going to make you do 2 checks to do this because you're using a spell a little tricky. So the first check is... can you throw the rope in the middle of the water? And that's going to be an athletics check to throw the rope. The second one is an arcana check to see if you actually line up the rope properly and can concentrate well enough to cast the spell, since you're basically doing like a half action of each.
Negative one, I don't know.
Don't you have one of those lucky charms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I need to make sure that we don't die.
Okay, so you're going to turn in one of your lucky charms? Awesome, thank you very much. I like them better when they're over here. And then you'll go ahead and roll your damage. And this is to throw the rope.
11.
So the first one is 11. The second one was for the audience?
Would be a 3.
Okay. And that's with the negative one?
Yeah, that's with the negative one.
All right. So you actually managed to successfully throw the rope in the middle of the thing. Right. Just barely. It's not that far, so, you know, it's only 10 feet. Now go ahead and roll an arcana check to cast the spell.
That would be a critical failure.
All right, so in the process of... It's not an attack. Those are only for attacks. So in the process of casting the spell, you got so excited with throwing it right, you jumbled some of the words, and the rope starts wrapping around you instead and pulls you into the water. And as it pulls you into the water, the pocket dimension still forms in the water. And now there is a cyclone in the water where the pocket dimension is created, and it's turning, like, you know when you pull the plug from a bathtub and it just starts like swirling and swirling and swirling? That's basically what you just created in this event. So everybody who's in the water, I need you guys to all make dexterity saving throws for me to see if you're pulled into the whirlpool.
Okay, so a bard is going to be my next character.
So the whirlpool is right.
So I'm making
there.
A ranger.
Right in the middle.
Oh, so it's like.
Right it's pretty much where Marza is. Like, because she was throwing in the middle for everybody to catch in the pocket dimension.
23.
Oh, wait, I got to do mine as well.
Which one is this?
You're going to be in a pocket dimension with a fugly.
All right, so you rolled a 23?
23.
All right, you managed to avoid the middle. What did you roll?
7.
Okay, you're pulled one step closer into the middle of the whirlpool. What did you roll? Dexterity?
Dexterity, thank you. 15.
Okay, you managed to not get pulled closer.
13.
All right, so you managed to not get pulled closer. It's not that strong. but you're now actually getting closer to seeing the rest of your friends as you guys are now swirling in this big circle.
Sorry, guys.
What do you do?
I trip and wind myself from the rope.
All right, so...
Well, actually, wouldn't that be your turn?
Yeah, that's Tippletoe's turn. So, Marza, it's your turn to act.
Okay, can I in any way tie a rope to one of my javelins so I can throw it...
All right, so first I need you to make an athletics check to see if you stay above water.
Well, she was underwater for 4 turns, remember?
Yeah, so she's got to climb up above water. So first, go ahead and...
18... You said acrobatics? 19.
Athletics, yeah.
Oh, 21.
Yeah, so you managed to actually swim up to the top, and now you're buoyant. That's where you're at right now.
Okay.
So you're buoyant in this big... circular mess of a whirlpool created by this pocket dimension.
Okay.
All right, so, but next turn you definitely can do that as long as you can stay afloat. All right, let's see. Creature?
It's gonna be all shapes of confused.
The creature... All of a sudden the whirlpool stops and you hear this and then the water starts pulling again.
It's in the dimension?
As something seems to have got lodged in the pocket dimension.
That's one way.
That works.
All right. So, Nugget, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm just going to be dumbfounded for a second. Okay, well, I'm not jumping in there after anyone, but...
I love Dungeons & Dragons, I just have to say. This game is fantastic.
Hooray for ones. Okay, I'm going to toss my rope to Tibble, because...
Yeah, you need to pull him out of the water. All right, so go ahead and make straight athletics.
23.
All right, yeah, so you managed to throw it. Go ahead and make, I'd say, acrobatics check to see if you catch the rope.
7.
Unfortunately, you weren't able to grab the rope, and it just, it's right there, and you just kind of flail around, and unfortunately, just don't get it. All right, so it is now Jean's turn. The whirlpool has stopped, John. You are now buoyant because you pushed yourself up. What are you going to do?
I'm just going to face that. I don't want to deal with this water anymore. Right.
So you're going to vamp to the other side of the other side of the water. And you're now on the other side of the shore. And as soon as you vamp to the other side of the edge and your feet touch the ground, you feel...
stone.
Very cold. Because you just got out of a whole bunch of water.
Thank God.
You ass! Sack of crap.
I love this game. It's sadist in me. I can't help it sometimes. All right, so you have successfully bamped as your bonus action. Now what's your full action?
I'm going to... She's underwater, right?
Marza?
No.
Marza just broke out of the thing with her awesome athletics and swam to the top. So okay. She can see people.
And then... Tippletop? Tippetoes?
Yeah. Tippelipple Toppelop is kind of just floating around, flailing. She's having a difficult time.
I'm going to.
Her robes are heavy.
I'm going to keep her afloat with shape water. Keep her.
Oh, awesome. So you're going to use your shape water as your main action to keep her buoyant and as stable as you possibly can.
Yeah,
so,
keep her from floating.
So you're
going to
put it like right in front of her so the water just kind of holds it like a wall.
Going reverse direction, so she's being pushed towards.
So just she just sits at one spot.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she's not being pulled by the current anymore. You created a countercurrent.
Right.
All right. That's cool. That's awesome. All right, so that's John's turn. Tip, you have now been stabilized by this strange water.
Grab the rope!
Yeah, I try to
Or swim it. Across, do something.
Try to grab the rope.
All right, try and grab the rope.
Four.
I can't make any easier for you.
You're just flailing around. Like, even though you're more stable, you're flailing around. You just can't seem to grab that stupid rope. It just keeps to be quite a little bit out of your reach. It's almost like Nugget's taunting you, like he's pulling on the rope just a little bit. Like
he, damn slippery little piece of...
Maybe a little. Frigid. Come on, you can catch it. I got you a dollar.
All right, Marza, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to... I can't get to his rope, so I'm going to...
Yeah, you can
try.
You can swim to where. In fact, you can even climb on that ledge right there, which is.
Can I climb where Tip is and grab her?
You can first attempt to grab her and then
put her on my shoulder and start.
All right. So the first action would be to try and swim to her and grab her.
Yeah.
A movement to swim to her, and then your action would be to grab her to put her on your shoulders. Alright, so go ahead and make a straight athletics check to see if you can swim while grabbing.
12.
Okay, yeah, so you successfully grab Tippletoe and kind of throw her on your shoulders, and you're now in what looks like some crazy game that, you know, humans on Earth play. But there's no pairing partners, so you got this cute little gnome on your shoulders, sopping wet, robes are all around you, and she's still flailing around. As you're
Hang
swimming.
Hang on to me, Tip. We'll do this together.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so now it's the creature's turn to act. It's going to try and break free from its grapple. And it fails. All right, Nugget, it's your turn.
All right. are you guys coming up this side, or are you going about gonna swim across?
It's up to you. You're already in the water, so coming up here to then try to jump across is silly.
Yeah, so...
Well, I was under the impression that he was going to help you guys with that.
Huh? Yeah, well, he can... I mean, I didn't even realize he could do that, but that would help you guys across. I just didn't know if I needed to keep trying to help you with my rope.
It's up to you. What, do you want to swim to Nugget, or do you want to try and swim across the river?
It's up to you. I'm just holding on.
You may as well swim across. You're already soaking wet.
Yeah, I was going to swim across.
Okay, so all right, let's see. It's difficult terrain times two. What's your movement speed?
Mine?
Yeah.
30.
All right. Divided 15 divided by 2, 7.5, rounded up, so 8. So you can move 8 feet, which is about 10 feet. I'll say round up 10 feet. So you can move 2 squares, but I need you to roll another athletics to see how you fare.
Well, I mean, it's... I was asking to decide what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you? Turn, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Well, if they're not coming up on this side, then I'm going to, reel in my rope and I'm going to jump across.
You're going to have to jump across?
All
right.
Show y'all how it's done. As I completely fucked this up.
Natural one?
Yes.
All right. So you get onto the icy thing that he created. You make a jump and you just lose your footing. You slip and you fall into the water. Make an athletics check for me.
I knew that was going to happen. One. I just go to the bottom and I sit there all grumpy.
Yeah, you sink to the very bottom of the water and you're staring face to face with a big, ugly looking alligator like beast.
Fuck you!
That has its tail stuck in some sort of pocket dimensional hole. And it's got a giant spear and it's looking at you hungrily. Jean, it's your action.
God, I hate water and I hate pits.
You know, there are several things in Dungeons & Dragons that foil games. There's rivers.
10-foot pits.
There's pits. There's doors.
And chests.
And chests, yeah.
Yeah, that one metal door we could not get through.
On another game? Yeah, it was fantastic.
Mars and Tiptoe look like they're okay for now, right?
Correct. They do look like they're okay. You can't see the dwarf.
I just went straight.
All you see is water and some bubbles. That's it.
His light isn't shining through at all through the water on his shield?
It should.
Yeah, so you do see light at the very bottom of the pool. A very, very hint of glimmer between the rapids.
All right. I'm going to cast. Just force him upwards 5 feet.
Okay. Odds or evens?
Odds.
You managed to pull the creature instead.
I tried.
And all of a sudden... And then this whirlpool thing starts happening again. I need... Tippletoe, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw to see if you stay on Mars. On Mars, I need you to make an acrobatics check.
And since I'm, right next to the hole...
Yeah, you gotta see if you don't plug it.
Well, couldn't I just go in it and just hang out?
It's filling with water.
You can definitely try to go in it.
One again.
A natural one. You are now sucked into the bottom of the thing, stuck into this mini pocket dimension.
Which part of me? The part that can then breathe in it, or the part that, poops?
You're ass first. You're ass in.
Oh, crap.
Ass into the pocketed dimension, and your head just flailing around. What's your constitution? Because this is going to be very important. Before
20.
So you get a little time before you drown. All right, so...
If I die like this, then I lose a bet!
I rolled an 18.
All right, so you succeeded. What did you roll?
18.
All right, so you both succeeded. You managed to get by. The water, ended up moving you to the opposite side, and you're now near the bank where Jean is. So you're now near the bank where Jean is. The toe of the whirlpool pulled you to the other side.
Oh. You better not leave me in here!
What do you guys do? Let's see, so... That's Jean, it's your action.
Are we actually out of the water?
You're at the bank.
Okay.
You want to leave me in there, don't you?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to figure out. I know it's not a concentration spell, so I can't just stop concentrating on it. But can I dismiss a spell?
Because this is what I consider wild magic. You fumbled on the spell and got the words wrong, so you no longer have control over this magic. You also did it in the Feywild.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna shape water and just pull them out and pull them onto land. Like,
okay, so you're gonna shape water them right onto land. All right, so you're gonna use your bonus action, or you're gonna use your action and pull them out.
Yep.
All right, so water just propels you guys out of the water, and you land onto the bank. All right, it is now Tippletoe's turn.
Well, this isn't quite going the way that I want it to go. I really can't do anything at the moment to help. So I'm gonna unwind the rope from around me.
Okay.
And then, is there a rock?
There's rock and rubble everywhere.
Yeah, because couldn't the rope be tied? It's tied to her and then tied to where I'm stuck.
Whoa, I am way too tiny. It'll pull me right in.
I don't know that.
No, I try to tie it to the rubble.
Okay, so you're going to find a large rock and tie it to that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so make a dexterity check to see how well you tie it.
13.
Okay, so you feel like you tied it pretty good.
And then I toss the other end into the water.
Okay, all right, so it just floats on top of the water.
Wait. I'm completely confused, because I thought the rope was tied around you and then going into the portal.
Oh, yeah, it's now directed directly to the portal, so...
She was tied around it, but the other end was where my butt is now stuck.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It is. All right, so, yeah, you definitely tied it to the... You tied it to the rock, and that's it.
Climb out!
All right, so, Marza, it's your turn to act. What are you going to do?
I'm going to hold my action. There's really not...
Okay.
I was going to toss a rope as well, but she already did that.
The creature...
Great minds and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
...is going to attack... Nugget.
Bring it, Fluffy!
Alright, so a 22, an 18... And 19.
The 22 and the 19 hit. No, if it meets...
18, 19, 22. Meets to beats.
Because my AC is 19. So.
Okay, so the 19 and 22 hit.
Yeah.
One is a claw attack. And it does 9 points of slashing damage. And the other attack is a trident, or, well, it's a spear. Let's see. I wasn't expecting this. You take 9 points of piercing damage as the trident stabs into you, and it you are now attached to the trident.
Let go, you fucker!
Blood is spraying everywhere into the water. It's just a big cloud of murky redness. That's all you guys see up top.
But brightly lit.
Brightly lit red blood. All right, so it's your turn to act, Nugget. Are you pulling the rope, or are you going to try and...
We're all getting electrocuted! Okay, I'm just... Okay,
Wait, did you have everyone here electrocuted?
Last fire this fucker! And I'm gonna try to chuck it and have it, like, you know, come back and bash it on the back of his head.
Alright, well, roll an attack roll then, because you're attacking it.
Eleven.
Yeah, so you manage to throw it in the water, and then it goes around, looks like it's gonna hit him in the back of the head, goes around him, and then you manage to catch the hammer, but it does manage to do 2 points of lightning damage in the water as it streaks through.
So to both of us?
Both of you take 2 points of lightning damage. All right, so Jean, it's your turn.
Okay.
I'm going to try and force him out again.
All right, so you're going to try and use
Shape Water
to push him out. All right, so in this instance, because there's something pulling and you're trying to use Shape Water, you don't have Arcana, do you? Let's see.
No.
Let's do a straight intelligence.
Jesus.
Well, it is a spell.
One.
All right, so you try as you might and nothing happens. All right, Tip, it's your turn.
I prestidigitate some of the water to clear up some of the blood so that he can maybe see and pull his way out.
Okay.
I will make the rate...
The water looks less bloody.
The raging river slightly disappears.
All right, Marza.
She's gonna let me die!
I can throw in a rope, see if he'll grab it, but he didn't take the rope before.
Well, there's already a rope in the water that's attached to the pocket dimension.
Yeah.
Well, go spearfishing and try and kill that sucker.
Alright, I'll throw my javelin at the...
Don't hit me!
It's something I can't see. Towards the light.
Alright.
Yeah. Just give it a shot, I don't care.
Alright, so roll with disadvantage. If you're aiming at the creature.
It's gonna hurt a lot.
Well?
14.
Alright, so odds or evens?
Evens.
Alright, so you successfully managed to aim and hit toward the creature, but unfortunately it wasn't enough to actually pierce the creature's armor. It just bounces off the scales. But you do hit the creature. And then you watch as your javelin floats down the river, gone forever. So mark that off your character sheet. All right. It is the creature's turn. The creature is going to attack Nugget again. Okay, only one hits with a 24.
Yep.
And it is with the weapon for 9 points of piercing damage as it pushes further into your armor, and you can feel it pushing through your back as blood just starts gushing more and more into the water.
Fucking suck!
And it's your turn.
Okay, am I drowning or?
This is round 3.
Right.
Yeah. So R3, you have 20 cons, so you got a few. What are you going to do?
Okay, electrocuting won't work.
There's a rope there.
Yeah, but that won't do me any good to get away from him, because then that's opportunity attack. I'm going to try to pull on the rope.
Okay.
But not to pull myself, but to try to pull enough slack to try to wrap it around his neck.
All right. The rope is nice and taut. Thanks to Tippletoe tying it to... a rock.
So that wouldn't work. No. Jerk face!
You give it a good tug and you notice that that's not going to work.
Disengage.
Oh, yeah. I can do that. It doesn't sound dwarfish. Dwarves don't disengage. No, actually, dwarves just fight the fucker. So, okay. I'm not going to throw my hammer. I'm just going to bash him in the head.
Okay, so you're going to do a tech?
Yep. 15.
That hit. That does not hit. It hits the armor of the scales and then bounces off.
Lars, help me out here!
Jean, it's your turn. That's round 4, by the way.
Alright, if he's not coming out, I'm going to try and push him into the pocket dimension.
Alright, so you're going to... okay. So you're going to... interesting. Alright. So... I'm going to say for this instance, since it's pulling things in, that you are able to push him into the pocket dimension. And as soon as you push him into the pocket dimension, the whirlpool starts. And starts going and going and going. And then stops again. Like something stuck.
What do I see?
You look up as this force of water pushes you down into the pocket dimension, and you are surrounded by nothing but water, as you are now in another plane of existence, the water plane.
So there's no air in there? I thought it like was a huge place.
There is no air in there.
So sorry.
It's not huge. It is...
I figured the water would go somewhere.
Your spell was not huge, but you jumbled the words and created a pocket dimension to another plane of existence that just so happened to be the water plane that is pulling water into it.
Okay, so, but that would mean I would see the water being sucked in. So where is the water going?
Into the water plane.
Right, but there would have to be some air for it to...
It's just pulling it in.
Right, but it would have to go somewhere, or it would... Because once it's full, then it would no longer suck water in. Just like, you know, any other water thingy. I'm trying to be technical.
I see that. But it, just imagine a giant undertow. You have a whole bunch of water pressure in here, and then the water pressure of the river here, and then you have this strange magical dimension opened up in the middle, causing some weird pull between one or the other. And because it is a water dimension, and it senses water, it's going to pull water into itself.
So there's no place to breathe in here?
No.
Son of a bitch, you just want me to die.
No, I don't. I didn't even expect this.
This is messed up.
I didn't even expect this.
I was at least expecting like a top where I can catch a second breath and then come back at him. Oh,
no, you
should
need to
have
get
taken
out.
The ship.
Yep.
Just saying.
Well, it's not my turn, so I don't know what I'm doing.
No, don't. All
right, so Tip, it's your turn.
Minor illusion around the alligator thing's face. One block of water. He cannot see anything other than water around
okay.
him.
Okay. Well, he's busy stuck in the pocket dimension that was pushed by...
What part of him is stuck?
Because
if he was facing me, it would
be... It's his hands. It's his arms. It's half of his face because his spear is still attached to your body.
Okay.
So you're not actually going to be able to see. You just cast the spell thinking it's his face, but you actually just cast it on his tail.
Okay.
All right, Marza?
Can I pull the rope?
Go for it. Make an athletics check.
Uh, 19.
All right. So you see the rope start being that's dangling on the other side of the water plane start being pulled into into the pocket dimension, and it's the creature's turn. The creature tries to grab onto the rope and successfully grabs onto the rope. And Nugget, it's your turn.
Well, he's pulling me up.
Yeah. So you're going to try and grapple the creature?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so go ahead and grapple the creature. You're also going to take some damage for that, too, because you're still attached to his spear.
What oh the shit?
You need new dice.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
All right. I want to be very clear. It is not me that is trying to kill you. It is your fucking dice.
Yeah. and
your
you
dice
never,
wants to kill Nugget Ironbeard, not me, man.
You really never should have said, let me show you how it's done.
Yeah.
Because I mean, think about horror movies, and when you say something like that...
I'll be right back.
What happens?
So as you reach forward to try and grapple the creature, you just pull yourself further into the spear, and you attach yourself to the spear, and you pull yourself up, and then you catch on one of the barbs, and you can't go any further to actually grab the creature to grapple it as the creature's pulling. But thankfully for you, the creature is still holding on to its weapon. Jean, it's your turn.
I'm just going to push in again with the shape of water.
You're going to try and push the creature in while they're being...
I can't see anything. I don't know what happened under the water now.
All right, so as you start casting this spell to push it in, you notice that it pulls Marza forward because she's pulling on the rope.
Okay.
All right, so that's your action. Tip?
Message? What exactly is going on down there? So I can... No, you're talking to me in the head.
So... Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Well, in this exact instance...
Well, the dwarf, not Zach.
Yeah, I want to hear from the dwarf.
I was doing like the brain grim, the smart gremlin where he could talk normally in his head. You know, this is what actually goes on in my skull. Well, I'm actually being stabbed, shoved, drowning, electrocuted, getting pissed off, slightly enjoying it, but really want to get the fuck out of here. Pull me out.
It's just a creature within range. Doesn't say you have to see it. It's within range. Okay, so he's speared to a creature and stuck in a dimension.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So maybe if we pull the creature, it'll pull him out. I don't know.
Okay, so Mars, it's your turn.
Pull the fuck out!
Okay, so I'm going to try and pull them towards the shore.
Make another athletics check for me.
7.
Okay, so you give it a good tug, and unfortunately, nothing happens.
You suck!
But you feel as something else is pulling you with a natural 20... It pulls itself and pulls you. So I need you to make another check to see if you're pulled in the water as it's pulling itself out. I know it's still attached to the rock.
Athletics?
Yes.
21.
Okay. So you manage to hold steady with all of your otherling might, all of your muscles bulge. Oh. You look like Starla. You're ready to pump people up. And with all of your might, you hold on with Deer Force as all of a sudden you guys hear this... And then, we'll find out next time on All the
What the hell? No.
Hey guys, and thanks for listening to another episode of All D20, episode number 13, Rub-A-Dub-Dub, Dwarf Deeper and Deeper in an Extra-Dimensional Portal Tub. I just want to say thank you to my staff, Mike, Zach, Felicity, Jeremy, and Kimberly. Thank you guys. Greatly, greatly appreciate working with you, and I look forward to working with you and creating more shenanigans as we continue on this escapade and adventure. I also want to remind you guys that we are available on Facebook at AllD20. We are also available on Twitter at @all_D20. You can find us using the hash AllD20 and basically just searching for AllD20 one word in Google, and you should be able to pull up all of our different media platforms. If you want to let us know how we're doing, by all means, hop on that page and let us know. We greatly appreciate any feedback that you have to give to us because we want to make this show a success and we need your feedback to do that. So thank you very much for listening. Have a great night or day, depending on when you listen to this, and game on.